Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we'll continue to rejoice and be glad in it, for the Lord is good. The Lord is wonderful. The Lord is kind. God is so awesome, and we are thankful to God for another day's journey. Today is day 25. Can you all believe it? Day 25, 15 more days left in our time of prayer and fasting together. The countdown is on. Amen. So we are thankful to God for how God has blessed us these 25 days. Beloved, I'm going to get right to the word. The word this morning is coming to us from the book of Romans. Romans chapter 12. And I only want to notice one verse, and that's verse 12. Romans chapter 12, verse 12. And I think it's a lot in this little verse that will be a blessing to us. And I'm reading from the NIV version of the Bible. Here's what the word of the Lord says. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Beloved, I've for just a few minutes, I want to talk about live through it. Live through it. You can live through it. Beloved, I've often wondered, and it really boggles my mind, and you know, I always ask questions of the Bible. Why did Daniel never pray for the lions to go away? You ever thought about that? Why did the three Hebrew boys never pray for the furnace or the fire to go away? Why did David never pray for the giant to just go away? And even Jesus, after accepting the fact that this was the only way to atone for sin, after prayer, Jesus faced the cross with confidence. How did they do it? Why didn't they pray it away? And when they found out there was no other way, they just lived through it. I believe that they all thought that with God on my side and with God encouraging me, I can live through it. And I don't know who needs to hear this morning, but you can live through it. You can live through it. This is all a part of being a living sacrifice for God. So the relevant question this morning is, how do we live through it? And what must we do in order to live through it? Those are all great questions. I believe there's three parts in this one verse that will help us understand how to do it. What I want to share is, in order to live through it, number one, you got to be joyful in hope. Text tells us a clause, be joyful in hope. Now, why is this important? Well, in Romans chapter 5, verse 5, write that down. The Bible says, hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. In other words, God says and is sharing with us, we can be joyful in hope and live through it, because what we're facing ought not put us to shame. But when we put our focus on God, that God will help us. Hope helps me put my focus on God. Hope gives us trust in God. And hope helps us with expectation in what's to come. So, beloved, the Romans chapter 12, verse 1, a part of being a living sacrifice is living through what you're going through. Living through what you're going through. It's all we have to offer God as a part of our true worship and reasonable service. See, because of God's mercy, then we have to offer our lives. We have to be a living sacrifice. And the way to live through it is to hold on to hope. So therefore, I can be joyful even when I'm facing fiery furnaces, and I can be joyful even if I'm facing hungry dens of lion's den, because I'm focused more on God than on my circumstance. And hope helps me to focus on God. Hope helps me to trust in God. Hope, joyful hope, helps me to have expectation in what's to come and not where I am. So a part of my living sacrifice, part of my reasonable service, a part of my true worship to God because of God's mercy toward us is to hold on to hope and live through it. You can live through it. But there's more here, beloved. Not only is the scripture telling us to live through it, but it's also saying, the B clause of verse 12, be patient in affliction. Be patient in affliction. So if hope gives me the right to focus on God, then being patient through my trials increases my faith in God. Hope helps me to stay focused on the things of God, but being patient through my trials increases my faith in God. Anyone that works out in the gym, or anybody that's a true bodybuilder, I'm talking to bodybuilders, they will let you know that in order to build muscle, you got to break down the muscle. So a part of breaking down the muscle is if you want to build mass, you got to increase your weight. If you want to be lean and lean, mean working machine, you got to just increase your reps. So either you're going to increase your weight or increase your reps, but it's all going to break down and build up your muscle. The three Hebrew boys knew that they must be facing certain death by going to the fiery furnace. But because they were persistent in their faith and patient through their affliction, God showed up. And when they were going through those reps, when they were going through the weight of the moment, what God did when he showed up was he took the heat out of the flame. When you are patient in affliction, and because you've increased your faith in God, and because of hope you now have focus on God, you can live through it. Because I know that God will show up every time. You can live through it. So let God build you. Let God mature you. Let God carry you through as you live through it. You can live through it. So you got to focus on God and hope. You got to have faith in God and be patient in your afflictions through your tribulation, because God is just building your muscles. He's making you stronger for the road ahead. But then, beloved, there's one more thing I want to show you. Not only is it important to understand that you got to be joyful in hope, not only is it important to understand that you've got to be patient in affliction, but the final thing is, the C clause of verse 12 is right here. You got to be faithful in prayer. You got to be faithful in prayer. That's C clause, verse 12. All this hinges, watch it, all of this coming through fiery furnaces and coming through different places, all of this hinges on consistent communication with God. You got to be constant in your prayers. I want to ask you a question. What's your prayer life look like? Are you praying on a consistent basis? What's your communication with God like? Daniel was able to live through the lion's den, not because in the moment of being cast in the den, he prayed. He didn't pray just in the moment. The Bible says he's able to live through it because prior to that moment, three times a day, Daniel prayed. Faithfully and consistently. In fact, his prayer life is what got him in trouble. But Daniel made it a practice. In fact, a key part of his life that he would constantly and consistently pray. What's your prayer life look like? How often do you talk to God on a consistent basis? Is your communication with God consistent? Are you talking with God enough? Before the trial, you ought to be on your knees. Before the fiery furnace, you ought to be on your knees. Before the lion's den comes, because we know the trouble lurks around the corner. In fact, beloved, you ain't got to get ready if you stay ready. Stay in constant communication with God. Listen, Jesus prayed consistently long before Gethsemane. Long before Gethsemane and the cross, Jesus always talked to the Father. Are you consistent in communication with God? Because guess what? You can live through it if you learn how to talk to him. You can live through it if you learn how to talk to him. Let's pray, beloved. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come this morning grateful and thankful for this word, this small little scripture found in the midst of Romans chapter 12, is a reminder, Lord God, of things that we can do because you've taught us how to live through it. And Lord God, we want our lives to be a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, which is our reasonable service. And so, Lord God, because of your mercies and your grace, you have kept us, you have surrounded us, you have blessed us. Now, God, help us to live through it. Help us to live through it, Lord. Help us to be around and surrounded by people that are living out their faith. So that, Lord God, we're not worried about what may befall us and we're not worried about what may come because we'll be ready. So let us remain joyful and hopeful, God. Let us remain patient in affliction. And let us be faithful in prayer, knowing that everything, Lord God, hinges on our connection to you. And Lord, I don't know who needs to hear it, but Lord, let them know they can live through it, that you've got hope on the other side of it, that this moment of affliction is only a temporary time, and that, Lord God, because we've been consistent and faithful in prayer, you know, Lord God, what we're going through, and you've already devised a plan to get us through it. Lord, we love you this morning. We bless you, and we thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, and thank God. Listen, if you prayed that prayer with me, I believe that God is working it out, but you got to do your part. You got to be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and remain faithful in prayer. God bless you. Day 25. Y'all be blessed in Jesus' name and live through it.